Introductory Episode 000.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
All right, my friends, welcome to Network Marketing 2.0 Show. My name is Ola. I'm one half of a partnership with my blood brother, Shola. And yes, I'm excited because of this journey we're embarking on together. We're going to have a lot of fun. This is a show that is different. It's a one of a kind. And when I tell you this is the beginning of a journey, I'm literally about 20 seconds in. This is the beginning of a journey that we are going to be here for a long time. But we're going to do this about 15 to 30 minutes at a time. This is going to be a daily show. Today, I want to share with you it's going to be about two different ways, okay? Two different things, segments of this particular episode. This is the introductory episode. I just wanted to introduce myself to you, right? I also want to introduce the Network Marketing 2.0 module to you, okay? So I got a couple of things I want to share with you. I'm going to talk about myself a little bit because I do want you to know who is talking to you on a daily basis. And also, I want you to understand that the Network Marketing 2.0 model will change your life. So first of all, before I talk about myself, let's talk about the five cool things about Network Marketing 2.0, you recruiting the business and the companies. Shall we? Have you heard the newest, hottest thing in town, Network Marketing 2.0? So in this episode, I want to talk to you about Network Marketing 2.0, the concept, the idea, and much more. I also want to approach it from a standpoint of the results that you desire in your business, which is obviously you want some more network marketing leads, right? Lead generation. You want network marketing recruiting. You want to be able to recruit 20 to 30 reps per month. How does that sound? What about the network marketing business itself? You want to master how it works. How does it affect every other areas of your life, right? What about network marketing companies and the compliance in general? This has become a big boatload of issues for a lot of people. A lot of people get left out in the cold on a regular basis, which means companies shutting down and going out of business. How do you protect yourself from that? The network marketing profit, and most especially what I'm going to share with you on this show, multiple streams of residual income. The Network Marketing 2.0 is the actual recognition and advancement of your journey into real entrepreneurship. Most people join the profession because they want to become their own boss and build a business. What we found is that most people end up in a worse than a regular job situation from a freedom standpoint. I've seen people build a downline and income up to $25,000 per month and get terminated by a network marketing company. To be fair, you will also find news on CNBC of founders of public companies getting appointments terminated by the board as a CEO every now and then. So nothing special, but your business is not a publicly traded company, so you shouldn't have to deal with that. As a brand new network marketing rep, or even as a savvy or maybe intermediate, you've been in this game for a minute, there are certain things you really should go through in the traditional ways. Going through them will allow you to appreciate network marketing 2.0 even the more. Traditional network marketing restricts you, and it's hard. It gives you the illusion of business ownership in the beginning, but you will soon find out that it's an over-glorified, unpaid job for most reps. Network Marketing 2.0 is here to solve that problem in different ways. There's one episode at a time, okay? There's a sense of direction because of knowing exactly what to do to build a thriving and profitable business from anywhere. Now, about network marketing lead generation. In traditional network marketing, this simply does not exist. The closest activity to it is actually to continue to stalk your family and friends. Some actually interrupt strangers at Walmart. Granted, the profession doesn't necessarily train people to do this. Amateur business building strategies. But if that's what people end up doing anyway, we still have to take responsibility as leaders and fix it. And obviously, we need to train people, which is one of the reasons why I'm here right now. So to be honest, I still see helplines teaching this type of crap. The old stalking people, strangers at the Walmart, just because of the 3 feet 1960 rule, right? In network marketing 2.0, lead generation is a professional activity that doesn't have to involve your family and friends. It just doesn't. You can do that if you like doing that, but it doesn't. There are 7 billion people in the world today. A lot of them are your prospect that would love to buy from you right now. Every business in the world have to generate leads. However, the most successful ones at every level usually don't get stuck on their family and friends. The choices of their loved ones is a non-factor in their business. Sadly, we hear the stories too often of people that are avoided like a plague by their family. I still think it's a good experience that will allow you to appreciate real lead generation strategies by way of network marketing 2.0. If you've experienced this, no worries. If you stop doing things like an amateur, your family will come back around because they're family. However, I can't guarantee that some of your lost friends will come back, okay? Now, about network marketing recruiting of 20 to 30 reps per month. Well, traditionally, this was impossible. I learned the concept of 100 by 1 in traditional network marketing, but they find it difficult to practice. Would you rather be prospecting 100 prospects in 1 minute or one prospect for 100 minutes? Which one would you rather do? You may want to think about that a little bit more. 100 prospects in 1 minute, or you want to sit down at Starbucks with one prospect with a very high chance they're not going to join your business for 100 minutes. In fact, there used to be an argument on the quality of a new recruit between the two. Some have even said that taking the time, right, 100 minutes at Starbucks to recruit one person produces the best quality of reps in the team. But then, I also learned two important things traditionally that network marketing 2.0 has embedded in its DNA. You can't say the wrong thing to the right person. You can't say the right thing to the wrong person. Only systems and tools duplicate, if anything does at all. Okay. In other words, if you spend just 1 minute with the right prospect, it can't go wrong. Today, in the network marketing 2.0 digital age, it's easy to use tools for massive and leveraged exposure. And that's the good news. Most network marketing companies already produce DVDs and online videos for easy exposure to the business presentation. But I also realize that they're afraid that the internet and technology will become a distraction. They're right to an extent. But the technology of today also have the power to put 20 to 30 reps. That's 20 to 30 reps into your network marketing downline every month. What about the business, the network marketing business as a whole? The network marketing business has a lot of bad stigmas because of the high level of make money by recruiting, overhyped messages by rookies. Network marketing 2.0 involves a lot more than recruiting to make money. But this is actually true for the first time. Traditionally, you do have to recruit to make money. In fact, with 2.0, you stand to literally make more money from people that say no to partnership with you in your very business opportunity. The way we do that is by bringing more value than joining something to the marketplace in a strategic way. Okay? What about the companies itself, the companies and the compliance in general? Network marketing companies keep trying to pretend that the agenda is much more than recruiting, but this is simply not true. Most of their energy goes into helping reps recruit more people. Never mind the legal languages, disclaimer and disclosures, the truth is staring at all of us in the face. The authority shuts off network marketing companies all the time. Well, granted, other companies too. Even some with the best disclaimers and disclosure. This doesn't mean they're wrong. Traditionally, it's just a high-risk business model. I think the real wussies are people that expect to reap without sowing. Not only are these companies subjected to the federal authorities because of attention from IP messages, your business is subject to a compliance guy even right there at the network marketing company itself. What most network marketing reps have with these companies are unilateral independent contract. Okay? They can be terminated without severance, indefinitely without a retirement plan. Okay? I've seen it done over and over again. All right? So what about profits? Multiple streams of residual income. Right? What about that? You can absolutely protect yourself with the network marketing 2.0 business model. This is the first way for most reps to actually build a real business from home with happy customers. Customers don't have to become a partner, right, by recruiting in order to be a high-valued long-term client. The only brand you promote is you, and you don't have to call yourself an expert like a clown either. With this model, the network marketing 2.0 model, prospects don't have to find out or know the company you're building a downline with unless they ask, of course. Usually, they're asking because they're sold on you as a market leader already. Plus, it reveals how to use multiple streams of income to enhance your network marketing and recruiting. More like building strong partnership with people that will never quit on their journey. People decide the level of your authority and expertise because the business model is value driven. When I say value, it's much more than money. It's freedom, even from greedy network marketing practices. All right. So it's time to upgrade your business to network marketing 2.0. Leverage is still involved because people have the option and can choose to partner with you. Mastermind partnership is a great leverage tool in business and must always be there, especially with the way that Napoleon Hill said it, right? When partners join, though, they are the highest quality. Most importantly, they are people willing to invest in themselves, not a bunch of $7 wannabe entrepreneurs. Does that make sense? So right now, again, it's time to upgrade your business to network marketing 2.0. Right about now, what I really want to do is I want to tell you a little bit about my story. You know, I wanted to give some value first, give you like a quick training, introduce you to the concept of network marketing 2.0 first. But I feel like you should know who I am too, and you will get to know me more over time, okay? You're definitely going to get to know my story as time goes on, as we continue to share all this stuff in these episodes, boatloads of episodes coming up. This is going to be a daily thing, okay? We're going to be doing this daily. We're testing out with daily first, and then eventually, we don't know if we'll slow down or not, but you can count on me that I'm going to be here daily, exactly at 1 p.m., okay? Somewhere between 1 and 3 p.m., mostly 1 p.m. I'm going to be right here, and I'm going to be giving you so much value, absolutely, okay? So if you want more information about what we're doing, you can also always go to our website, networkmarketing2show.com. You can find all the information and all kind of useful resources to help you with your business over there at the blog, all right? But let me tell you a little bit about myself, right? Why don't we do that? Let me tell you a little bit about myself so you can have an idea of where I'm coming from. With my story, you're about to find out how I went from evicted broke college kid to a $3 million empire with my brother in less than 24 months, right from our bedroom on the 10th floor of Maple Gardens, 10 Marshall Street, Irvington, New Jersey. Okay? I'm blessed. It's given back season, and don't you dare belittle all this stuff I'm going to be sharing with you, because this is $100,000 per year minimum worth of information I'm going to be sharing with you right through this podcast, okay? Through our app and anywhere you're listening to me right now, I'm going to be sharing 6 to 7 figure income information with you. So always get ready. It doesn't matter if you're at the gym, if you're driving, I'm here for you to share everything. And then also you can contact me again through our blog, networkmarketing2show.com. We'll take you to our blog, and you can also contact me over there as well. You can ask questions. You can connect with me and things like that. So people can throw numbers all over the place. In the first 24 months, within the first 24 months, we created a transaction that was worth $3 million and $58,000. Okay? $3 million and $58,000. When we found the secret, pretty much this whole network marketing 2.0 thing, right? It was a paradigm shift. Okay? It was a paradigm shift, and it's all good. Such a good thing that we attracted money. We attracted people like magnets. We attracted leads. We attracted, and I'm going to be sharing more of this stuff with you. When I got started, it was 2005. Exactly 2005. It was actually 2004 December when I went to my first seminar. So again, you know, 2005, that's when it was. And then by 2006, I was able to get off my job. I used to work at FedEx. I went to college between 1999 and actually 1998 and 2005. And I did graduate with a master's degree in engineering management and a bachelor's degree in computer engineering. And then I found myself, because of the master's degree that I did, which was engineering management, I had my eyes open into this world of business, and I started to think leverage, you know. So the 40-40-40 plan, as I call it, just was not really making sense, was not adding up for me, which is work for 40 years of my life, making $40,000 a year, working 40 hours a week, and there's another 40 there somewhere. It just wouldn't fly. It wasn't going to fly for me. So I started to think about business. Then I started to go to the seminars. You wake up in the middle of the night, listen to infomercials. Before I knew it, I found myself at a seminar. Before I knew it, I was swiping a credit card over the phone that my friend actually lent to me. Okay, so I didn't have the money, but it made sense that I could literally build business, free enterprise style, from home. And long story short, by 2007, we were filing returns that literally showed a transaction in 2006 of over $3 million. Okay, so how that happened, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of experience, a lot of ups and downs in between all of that situation, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of nuggets with you. I've been up, I've been down, I've been up, I've been down, I've made mistakes, I've made a lot of money, I've lost a lot of money. And network marketing, I got introduced into network marketing actually as far back as 2001, but I just didn't take it serious, and I didn't really use the model in my business until 2006, 2007. And I've always been more interested in building a business that actually sells something of value to a customer, a happy customer. That's always been my style because of the way I was raised. I was born in Texas. I was raised in Nigeria by Nigerian parents because they used to live in Texas in the 70s. And I was raised in Nigeria up till 1998, and I've lived in New Jersey since 1998. So I've seen both ends of, you know, of the world, of human beings, of poverty, of, I was never poor. I was always fine, but I've seen it. Okay. I went to school. I took time off, like a semester off. I know what it feels like to have all this type of different dynamics. Then I graduated with a master's degree. The only thing I didn't really do after college was I never really worked a full-time job. Okay. But I did work for 7 years during my college years up to 2006. So I graduated my master's degree in 2005. And I did work with FedEx another extra year while I was trying to figure out my business, okay? Because again, when I graduated, my eyes were already open and I was already going to seminars. In fact, my last semester, if not because I was an adult and I could put my head down and study, I was not really paying attention, if that makes sense, anymore in my master's degree, which was engineering management. If anything, I was trying to pay attention to how it's going to help me in the business world. And we're here today. Okay. We're absolutely here right now. And I've never had a job. I've never worked a day in a job since October 2006. And I'm happy to say that I don't think that's ever going to happen again, because my DNA right now is just impossible. It's just an impossible thing for me to go to a regular day job and find myself I don't mind serving, okay? This is what I'm all about. I'm all about serving people, okay? But to have to do it with compromising my freedom, okay? When I say freedom, I mean being able to wake up this morning at 6 a.m. and come to the office downstairs in my home. That's freedom for me, okay? If I have to be so tired because I worked a second job up till 12 midnight last night, and then I woke up at 7, and then I'm commuting 2 hours to a job, I don't think that's just something that never made sense to me. But I understand the dynamics. I have parents that did this kind of things, and I've seen it, and I've seen the ups and downs. I know I've done two jobs. Even I've tried to do two jobs when I was in college. I know what that dynamics feel like, and I know that it's never worth it, okay? Much less even a job, okay? So there's nothing wrong with jobs. We need people working a job, but I'm talking to you specifically if you want out of a job, okay? My story can be yours and even better. Absolutely, it can be yours and it can be better. The network marketing industry, I was introduced fully into it in April of 2009 by a business partner of mine who literally quit it on me 2 weeks later. So he recruited me 2 weeks later. I couldn't find him. We had to be begging, we had to become his upline, and why don't you come back? Let's do this, we can do this. And the reason why I joined him in the first place was because of the authority and the credibility that I perceived when I look at him as a mentor. Okay? That was the only reason. And that's some of the things that I've reverse engineered that's going to help you build your business effortlessly. I'm going to help you. Network Marketing 2.0 is about building an empire. It's about building an empire. Downline is a subset of an empire. Does that make sense? A downline is a subset of an empire. An empire is bigger than a downline. An empire is already inside of you. It's already in you already. I just want to help you put it together, and then you can build a profitable and a sustainable business from that. If all you depend on is a downline and a compensation plan, it doesn't matter how long it takes, you are always going to be disappointed. The longer it takes for you to find out, the more devastating it's going to be. Does that make sense? Okay, so you need to learn, starting today, how to build an empire. You need to learn how to build a business. Network Marketing 2.0 is bigger than network marketing, okay? It's true entrepreneurship. 98 to 99% of people in network marketing are never going to be entrepreneurs. They are wannabes, okay? And if you follow me right now on this podcast, it's because you're serious. It's because you follow me. It's because you're a little bit more. You are in the top 10% of the industry. That's what that means. And you're looking for better ways to build a business from home without getting stuck in the bottom 90% of the industry. Most people are recruited. They are recruited by people like my friend recruited me and then quitted on me. And a lot of people don't have uplines. Okay? I'm going to be your upline. Okay? I'm going to be your upline. I'm going to be your mentor right here. All you have to do is plug in with me here daily at 1 p.m. Okay? Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. It will be here anytime you're commuting the second morning or you're commuting back from work. I'll be right here ready to mentor you so I can help you get your business, take your business to the next level, okay? To higher levels. It's not about the network marketing company. It's not about the network marketing business. I'm going to tell you something straight up right now. Your founders, many of them are greedy people and they are in it for themselves and their family. If you don't get on the radar by producing, they're never going to recognize you. You're never going to climb the stage. As a matter of fact, they're never going to know who you are or what your name is. Okay? And you're going to be looking at them like gods. Okay? And again, like I said, listen to me carefully. Okay? Your contract with your network marketing company is an independent contract and is unilateral. Okay? In other words, only one person is in control of that contract. Yes, you can terminate it if you want, but who cares? There's about 20,000 other people in the company like you, right? So network marketing, the career for most people is an over-glorified, unpaid job. And I want to help you get out of that box. I want to help you make money in free enterprise. I want to help you make money by building your own self, okay? And you learn this in traditional network marketing. If you don't build you, you can't make money. Okay, if you make any money, it's going to be temporary. Okay, but guess what? There's a lot of people that are actually building themselves. They're learning so much from the traditional network marketing MLM world, because I learned a lot from that world. Okay, I'm still learning a lot from that one. A lot of the trainings by Jim Rohn, by Eric Worre, by even Ray Higdon, a lot of those trainings are good, really cool stuff you can use in business. You can build a multi-million dollar business. The problem stands when people depend on a downline and a compensation plan and duplication. I have news flash for you. Those things are illusions. Okay? We gotta keep it authentic. We gotta keep it real with you right now. Those things are illusions. They don't exist. They're bubbles. It's a way to build a bubble. You know what bubble means? The same bubble that people build with a recession and then boom. And then it's busted, right? That same bubble, it's what most people are building in network marketing when their focus is on a downline and a compensation plan as opposed to building themselves as a leader, as opposed to becoming a leader in this world. See, this one thing that this world is lacking, leadership. Well, there are three things that network marketing, that most people struggle with in network marketing. That's lack of leads, lack of money, and guess what? Lack of leadership. But I think the bigger one is lack of leadership, because if you figure out leadership, then you probably found me on this podcast, right? Then you probably will find, you find out, you make it happen. You find out how to generate leads. And then you find out how to generate money. You figure it out. Even if a company goes under, you'll still be in business. That's what network marketing 2.0 is all about. Let me say that again. If a company goes under, you'll still be in business. In fact, you may be able to build a bigger business, because sometimes when one door shuts, right? When one door shuts, another door opens, a bigger one with a bigger floodgate from heaven. Okay. So please believe me when I tell you, I'm going to help you build your very own empire. You're going to build your own brand, self-branded author, leader, that you're just going to attract people. People want to work with you before they find out what network marketing you're working with. They want to work with you before they find out what is your compensation plan. Is your compensation plan Uniline or Binary or whatever these other things are? All those craziness, all those things are temporary. I promise you, they're temporary. If you want to make money, the more value you bring into this marketplace, this world, this planet, the more money you get to make. It's really, really that simple. And a lot of times people get stuck on compensation plan, and that's usually a sign of a Ponzi scheme. If you really want, if you want to keep it real and get into it right now, when your focus is about a compensation plan, well, that's sometimes what they define in the court of law as a Ponzi or pyramid and any of those things. Okay. Now you and I don't have to deal with anybody giving you that objection. Okay. I've never really in a long time. Is this one of those pyramid schemes? I haven't had that question in a long time. You know why? Because of positioning, okay? Because of authority. Because of the way I position myself in the marketplace. The kind of people I attract are people that are serious about building a business. They are people that are serious about building an empire. They are people that are serious about becoming one of the top achievers in this world. And it's not even about network marketing. It's about network marketing 2.0. We're thinking in terms of networking, marketing. You have to be a professional marketer. Okay. You're marketers first. Network marketing 2.0 is also for real estate people, for realtors, for anybody in any type of game. You can actually practice 2.0 network marketing in any industry, and it's not just in the industry of compensation plans, which is what most people are getting stuck on, compensation plans. Let me tell you what your compensation plan is. The more value you bring into this world, the more money you're going to make. It's as simple as ABC. When it comes to leverage, we're going to figure that out along the way. More people are going to want to work with you. More people are going to want to be your business partner. More people are going to want to invest in you. Let's think Instagram right now for a second. They provided so much value. Facebook said, you know what? I see value. I'm going to invest in you. I want to be your business partner. Think about network marketing 2.0. You got to think beyond just the network marketing industry right now. Okay. You have to think beyond the network marketing industry right now. Okay. Think about WhatsApp, 54 employees, right? Facebook looked at it, they brought so much value into the world, and Facebook said, you know what? I think you're worth $19 billion. I'm going to give you some shares, some cash, and you're good to go. You know, when people look at you, they see value and they say, you know what? I want to be your business partner. That's network marketing 2.0. And we're going to be talking more about that. Don't get it twisted. We're still going to leverage network marketing. I just want you to approach it with a different mindset. I want you to approach it with like a leader, like someone that has value. If you don't think you have value, you're wrong. If you got yourself on here right now, you now know how to access a podcast. That's value right there. That's value right there. And there's a lot more inside of you, and I want to help you bring it out. Does that make sense? So I'm excited. I'm excited about Network Marketing 2.0 show, and we're going to have a lot of fun. All you have to do is stay tuned with me daily. I'm going to be right here daily waiting for you, and you're going to be able to take some nuggets, take some real skills and apply it to your business, and expect a massive, massive next 6 months. All right, I'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to www.networkmarketing2show.com.